at the bottom of Hey Amid Beit, three lines from the bottom of the third line, Hanicha. The case that we're dealing with was Rav instructed the members of his city that since there was a tax on the city that they had to prepare food for the armies, and therefore the king would leave food, the chametz of the army, in the person's house, and they had to prepare for the food. He said that one has to get rid of it, do bir chametz on it on Pesach. So the question is, this is Hanicha Lamanda Mer Davra Hagorma Mamun Kamamun Dami. So Machloket in the second Baba Kama, on something that causes you a loss, meaning it's not yours, but if something happens to it, for example, if it gets lost, it's a financial loss to you, that's called a Davra Hagorma Mamun. So Machloket, if that's actually called Mamun, your money right now. So everything we're saying over here is a Nikolamandam Davra Hagorma Mamun Kamamun Dami. It's something that causes you a financial loss, but it's a gorim of money to you. It's like money dummy. That's why you have to replace it, and you're chayav to get rid of it, and then you have to pay it back. If it's not considered your mamon, that means it's not your possession right now. What do you have to say about that? And he says, Shani Haka, since it says, do not find, see Vashi, is there Vashi on this? Hanicha, hadyamina de mishum achvayot asa, that it's asa. That's only if there's a real achvayot, if it's called mamon to you. But if it's not called mamon to you, why are you craving? He says, lo yimatsa, it should be found by you. Laman de Rabbi Shimon, kamala be baba kama, kodshim shechayv di achvayot chayv. He's the one who says it. Ikadiyama, another way of saying this. Hanicha laman de mer davar garam mamon lav kamamon dami. It's not. That's the good sheet. Why? Hayana Yitzrich and Lo Yimatsa. That's why Rava had to say the reason why he had to get everything is because of Lo Yimatsa, Rashi. Mishum de Biyama Lavke Mamon Dami. Since it's not like Mamon, and therefore you think that there's no, you don't have to get rid of it. It's Yitzrich Kwa Lameymar Lagabi Chametz Miyam Mitzars. It's Asar. And that's why Rava said you have to get rid of it because there's a pasuk of Lo Yimatsa. Elamandomer Kamamon Dami. If it's Mamon Dami, why does Rava have to bring the pasuk of Lo Yimatsa? If it's considered your mamon, mamon hagorim, mamon is kimamon dami, then you have responsibility for it. Of course you have to get rid of it. Lo Yimatsa, lamali, what do you need to bring the pasuk for? Ixtrik, you need it. Psychedite kamina, you might think that the whole klal over here is hoa v'chi atia ha de be'ene. When do we say something that's gorim mamon is kumamon dummy? However, chiyati ahad be'enei lab rishusekha. You may think over here, since I'm returning the exact object, meaning, when is it that I have to pay the money if I lose it? But if the flower is by me by the king's troops and I return it and nothing ever happened, then that should not be called my reshut. That it didn't cause me the monetary problem, the achvayot, unless it's lost. But all the time, kiyata hadaveini, since I'm going to return it as it is, if nothing happened, it's la rishutekai. You might think that that's not called by rishut. They left it by me, they took it. Shalom al Yisrael. Kamash milan, since that if something does happen to it, I'm going to be chayiv on it, even right now that nothing happened to it, it's considered that I have a chayiv on it, and lo yimatsa is letting me know that I have to pay it back. Rashi explains this out. I have to return the exact item back to the owner, as it is. It didn't get lost. What Rabbi Shimon was talking about, that it's kimamon dami, is something that doesn't have to be returned as it is. This is the whole sugi over there, that he stole kachim, that someone has to replace them. Omer Rabbi Shimon, afal pishen kefal lehegdish tiksiv lerehe uvelo lehegdish. When you're dealing with stealing, someone has to pay back double, and he doesn't have to pay back hegdish dummy double. Hacha chayiv. Over here it's different. Kevan dezeh chayiv biachriotam. Since it's something that has to be brought up, not exactly this one. Rehe ukorin and bay v'hagorim lechayiv mamon. This little sugya over here is really a packed sugya. As it already looks like it. There's a ketzotz on here, there's a three column Rev Elchanan, there's Rebbe Akiva, there's Rebbe Chaim, so on. Everyone should be aware that there's a major sugya over here. We're going to go weiter into the Pesachim sugya, not spend too much time on it. Since we just brought down a case where there's a tax on people that they have to cook for the government, we're going to bring down another case of taxes and a different sugya completely, nothing to do with Pesachim. If the king put a tax that one-tenth of all your behemoths are his, here's the problem. Chayevet b'chor or ein chayevet b'chor. We know that a Jew has to bring up what his firstborn animal. That's a chiyuv on everyone. It's one of the matnat kahuna. If a goy is in shutfis, or he has any partial ownership of that behema, you're potter from bringing up a bechor. So the question over here is, by having that one-tenth tax on your animals, is that called a shutuf of a goy with your behema or not? So kol hechad the matzim is salagay bezuzay, all the time that you are able to pay it off with money. Meaning it's not really a tax on the etzim animal, it's really a monetary tax that you have to pay, and they'll just take the animal. So look, I'm in boilon. That we're not talking about. Dechayev. Yochayev. That's not called having a shutfus in the actual animal. Kikayim in boilon, hechad the lo matzim is salagay bezuzay. We're talking about where you cannot get out of it. The king wants an animal. It's one-tenth of an animal. Is it called your bechor? Now, you don't have to give the bechor, but one-tenth of your produce of your animals is going to be the king's, and maybe in theory that thing includes your bechor also, one-tenth of it is a shutuf with the goy. Why not? My. So, omelei pitor, your potter, meaning that is called a shutfus with an akum with the melech, with a goy, and therefore you put it from before. You don't have to bring it to a kohen. Ah, v'atanya chayevet. We have a braisa that says, meforish, that you're chayev in bechoro, even in the case of arnona. So, hatam d'matzim esalikli. No, that braisa is talking where you could pay it off, where the king was interested in money. Lashi, arnona, a melech notel isur ala behem min tavur. That's the one-tenth tax that you have to pay on all your animals and all your produce. Chayevet bebechor, the karmelan, the chol shiyad nachli, the emser petorim in a bechor. We know that if a goy has his hand in your animals, then you're part of a bechor. Shinamar li kol bechor Yisrael. To me, is all the bechor of Yisrael. Avalo becherim. The edish shel zeh, and this flock, Shisur shel melech betoko, there's one tenth of it goes to the melech. Chayevet bebechor tzatet lakon bechor shelahem. Or no, is this called enough that the goy is in it or not? In the case the matzim is salik lila nachli b'mol, you're able to pay him off with money. Lo tiboy lam, we're not asking on. Kevin diyekati lo zacha nachli behem. Since in this situation he was never zacha in the actual animal. He doesn't have anything more on the yid than a monetary claim. Because here you can say, I'm not going to give him more, I'm going to give him money. But in the case where he wants the animal, you're going to be chayiv.
You're going to be potter.
He says that you're always going to be potter. A behema, you're always going to be potter. The afal gav the matzim is halakha. He's calling on the first part. You're always going to be potter, even if you can pay it off. It's called that they have a one-tenth claim on your animals. It's enough to potter from a bechor. Isat anuna. A isat anuna, meaning you have to give one-tenth of all your produce, which means even your dough and your flour. This is for the king, for his feed, his household, whatever. Chayavah. B'chala, you're still going to be chayiv in the chala, even though a shutfus in the chala also potters. Even though you cannot get out of it, meaning the king is always going to take, even though the lo matzi misalakle, my timer, what's the difference between the two cases? Behema eit lekala. Because everybody knows when you have to give behemas, the king is taking it. Everybody knows that your behemas I'm going to be taking it to Kala. It's a late Kala. But someone sees you making Kala, even though the king has a claim in it, they're going to think that you're not taking off Kala.
Rashi.
Afakap the maximus tagle, the call comma, the low silke yadu shech with behema. Eats are known a kayevit. The afagav, the eats a nakwi patur, even though it's also potter. The ochel Yisrael, the low chalan, the Yisrael could eat without taking off the chalan. The high, it was taken. Your dough, kisiv. Zuk kayevit. In this case, yechayevit, the late kolav. It says, no one knows what's going on in yechala. The roa mer, shalohi. It's purely his kala, the ochel below kala, and he's eating without kala. Above the behena, eight late kala. The aditanya chayevet biyisa hu aditanya that we have. Okay, back into Pesachim type sugyas. Tana rabbanan, nachri shenikmas lachatzero shel Yisrael betzeko biyado. You're in your house and your goyish neighbor or friend comes over and he's holding a piece of bread in his hand on your house on Pesach. Right? Ein zochuk livaro. You don't have to do beer. Or Rashi says a little differently. Look at Rashi. Ein zochuk livaro. Lo yizgachu lahotziu and knock him in a bite. You don't have to chuck him out of your house if he has chametz with him. So if he has a betzak in his hand, ein zochuk livaro. Hafkido eitzlo. But if he gives it to you as a deposit, zochuk livaro. You have to get rid of it. Yachid lo bayit, if you give him a house or you designate an area for him, ein zochik livo, you don't have to do it, shenamar lo yimatze, because it's lo yimatze, you don't have to get rid of it. By the way, they ask a question on me on the first part of the price, nachri shenikon sochatzer shal yitzro, but take the other, ein zochik livo, that's pshita. Of course you don't have to, it's not yours, we just already learned, lo yimatze, it's not yours. Therefore, there's no Kiddush over here. And some people say, you're right, there's no Kiddush in the first part of the statement, only in the second part of the Sefer. Tamiri says he doesn't understand. Why do we have to bring it down at all? He's wondering if Biado is really Biado of the Goy. Maybe, Biado is going on the Yisrael. It's in his hand. And he develops the case, and this is where we'll have a Kiddush. He develops the case, it's like a hotel owner. And there's two types of hotel owners. There's a hotel owner that becomes, he accepts the chametz, but without achrayas. He's called a shomer chinam. It's in his hand, he's watchful, but I'm not taking any achrayas on it. That's the chiddush of the reish, according to the Miri. Someone that comes in, even though it's in the hand of the Yisrael, since he's a shomer sachar, and he's not chayiv if it gets lost or stolen, is ain't zochuk livaro. But if Hafkido, which is mashma, that he's giving to him, telling him to use it, meaning he's a paid shomer now, he's a shomer socher, where he's chayiv in Gnev and Aveda, he has to burn it. Tamiri says, a little machloket on the pshat in the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara, the last line of the Brisa says, lo yim matze. My Kamar, what part is lo yim matze going on? Omer with Papa Aresha, it's going on the first part. That why is it that if it's in his hand, say it's the pashup shot like Vashi, it's in the hand of the goy, ain a zochik levar, you don't have to do bir chametz on it. Aresha kai v'achi, come on, this is how you have to read the brisa. Hafkido eitzel, he gives it to you zochik levar. Sorry, the resha is the second part of the mishnah, before the yachid lo bayit, that you have to get rid of it. If he gives it to you zochik levar, shenol in your matzah. Because it should be found by you, and this is called being found by you. The first part is pshita, you don't even have to bring a pasuk for. Of course, if the goy has it in his hands, you don't have to get rid of it. Vavashume liolam asefa, where your yachid lo bayit, ain zochik livaro kai. Vahaki kama, this is how you have to read it. Yachid lo bayit, ain zochik livaro, you don't have to burn it. Why? Shneema lo yematsu bebetechem. It should be found in your house. Vaha, and this case, where your miyachid lo the bayit, Lati Dehu, it's not considered your house anymore. The Nakri came Miyal Lebeti Dinashi Kai Miyal. That the Nakri himself, when he's going up the house, on his own he's doing it. It's considered his house now. Lamema, according to this, it's understood, the Schios Kanya. That when he rents, it's his. Because the Gemara just said, when you rent him a house, or you Miyachid him a house, you gave it over to him, you're not chayev anymore. It's not called your house. Because if he brings it in, he brings it on his own accord. In that sense, that's pretty clear, that schiros, or giving over, the case over here is giving over the house for the usage of the goy. It's called schiras. It's not called your house anymore. Mashma that schiras is kanya. It's not such a partial thing. Vatanya. We have a Mishnah that says not like that. After makum shamul ahazkir, we have a din that you're not allowed to sell a goy a house in Eretz Yisrael. It's an issue in the Torah, and you can't give them a rest in Eretz Yisrael. However, in a place that they say that you can rent them, for example, in Chutz Lartz, you're allowed to rent houses. Lahatskir, lo. After makum shomer lahatskir, lo lebayit dira. But not a place where he actually lives in. We can rent him a place. Amom epneishim haknisim letoko avod azor. We don't rent him a living place, but we rent him a place to rent because we're afraid he might enter in it avod azor. So, who cares? We just said above that Schiros is Kanya, and if he brings a voter's war in his house, that's his own problem. It's not your house anymore. And the Pasuk is, Lotavit Toeva. What's the Pasuk? Lotavit Toeva Betoch. It's your house. Over there, Beit Cha. Before, you have Pasukim. You don't bring it to your house, but he can bring it into his house, and yet over here, you can't rent him the house where he might bring in a voter's war. Visite the Daitek, the Schiros Kanya. If you really think that Schiros is going to do a kinyan on it, it's going to be considered his. If so, then the Nasri, when he brings in the Vodazora, Leveti the Nasri Kamiel, he brings it into his own case. So when it comes to Chametz, we say, no problem. That's the Goy's house. It's not my house anymore. When it comes to Vodazora, we're like, no way. It's considered your house. So something's got to budge over here. Shani Hacha. It's different our case, the case of the Chametz. Because the Torah commanded us in, it should not be found. What does it mean, shalom? Yimatzah, misha mitzoy biyadacha. It has to be mitzoy in your hand. But when you miyache to the nachri, yotzeh zeh excludes zeh, she'enu mitzoy biyadacha. It's not considered mitzoy in your hands. So ein achinami, it's not a case of schiros kanya over here. The reason why when the goy brings the chametz in your house, it's not called mitzvah yitzlacha, and that's why you have no chiyuv to get rid of it. Rashi, hafkiru etzlo vekibo leach right kedemosh piyazel zakut levar yachen lo bayit kiloma lo kiblu alav ala omi alei hari habayit lefanecha. This is really a big sugya and other sectors. That at what point you become a shomer. If you say, can you watch this for me? And I say, put it down. I didn't take on achrayus on it. If I take achrayus on something, then I have achrayus on it. Over here he says, lo kibul alav. He says, the bayit is before you. Hanach b'chad min azaviyah ben ein zachuk levar. I'm giving you reshut. I have no achrayus at all on it. My kamar. Hach yalek melo yimachu lolam asefa. It's something that's found in your hands, that's accessible to you. Achrayus means you have achrayus on it. You're not allowed to rent even a house in Eretz Yisrael. But in this Syria, which has a quasi-state of Eretz Yisrael status, you can. The chol shechem the chutzlarts, and so too, if you have an interior in chutzlarts, you could rent. V'yapa makum she'atiro li'askir lo le'atiro. We didn't let you rent him a place to live in atiro. El li'ami bo behema v'yitzim, rather storage place. V'lo shi'ada hu bo. The answer is she'ein matsuri bi'av kashari oto zavit nisor le'nachri. Period. Okay, here's where the action starts on this amud. A lot of Halacha l'maisa now from here to the bottom of the page. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Hamotzi chametz bebeito b'yom tov. It's on Yom Tov and you find chametz in your house. If it's in Chol HaMoed, burn it. Throw it down the toilet. Palm is on Yom Tov and it is muktzah. Since it has no purpose to it. You can't do tiltal on it. What do you do now? Your motzi chametz v'beito b'yom tov, kofer alav et akli. What you should do is just take a vessel and put it on top of it. Rashi, kofer alav et akli, tahai lo chazi letiltul. Letiltula, you're not allowed to move it. the afuke and get it out. Umihu Vashi says, "Bebal yirveh lo avar." You're not going to be over bal yirveh lo avar. The habad lo belibim yeko, because you did bittul chametz on it, so you're not going to be over bal yirveh. Now you found it over here; it's considered not yours. What are you afraid of? Kedamina lekama and habad ikzarch v'yavatul beliva. We're going to see again. Hela mishum shecho shelo yishkat v'yachlenu tzvi kafir kli. We're afraid you might forget and eat it, and therefore we put a kli on it. Why can't you call a goyish neighbor and let him get rid of it? It's only an isser of tilto. In fact, the Magen Avraham says, no problem. If you have a goy accessible to you, let him burn it. Comes Rabbi Akiva Hagen, that's very strong on this. Wait a second. You have a mitzvah of tashbit, so you have to get rid of it. It's an action on you to do it. Where do you see shlichus to a goy? That the goy should get rid of it? You're going to be mevatel, you're out there. Just because you're not going to be over anything except for eating, better to put a kli on top of it, and don't ask the goy to do something that you're coming to do. Look, I ask the goy to build my matka for me, or anything else. What? Yeah, the whole time that you have chametz at your family house, you have to get rid of it.
It's not
the second you see it. What?
It's not yours.
It's not yours.
It's not yours.
You don't have a mitzvah to be on a chametz that's not yours.
It's not yours because you have a, it's not in your rishus anymore. But you are the owner of it. I'm not going to dismiss Rebbe Akiva Hagen so quickly, but you're right. Good point over here. You also bring that up. Who says that you have to, we already saw that it's, who says you have to actually burn it? It's a Shavi al Tasta. As long as you don't own it, Tashbiso is not owning it, having things. You can have him, if he gets rid of it, you're still Makayim it. Well, it's a Tzarek, Ian, I also looked at this Rebbe Akiva. I didn't see it inside. I saw it put down in the safer. Needs a very good Ha'ar on it also. It's to work on it. I'll tell you where a very big problem is over here. Rashi says that you're not going to be over on lo yireh. We're only worried about you might eat it. Why? Because you did bittul on it. What happens if you didn't do bittul on it? You didn't do bittul chametz? For example, the guy came home after a certain time, or I saw a question that was brought down that a chiloni went into a shul on Pesach, because, you know, he wanted to, you know, Pesach's Pesach. And the Rav gave such a stirring sermon, he was very moved by it, and he went to a person's house for Pesach, and the whole experience, he started crying and said, that's it, I want to be a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. One problem. I got tons of chametz in my house. What do I do with it all over here? And over here, he didn't do bittul. So there's a problem of bal yireh, the bal yimotzer in his house. But yet, all the chametz is mukzer. Should he go out and get rid of it all over here? And this lemaisa is a tremendous machloket. The Shulchan Aruch says, someone who finds chametz in his house, if it's Chol HaMoed, just burn it. If it's Yom Tov, just cover it up. And the Mishnah Brewer brings down over here, from the steam of the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, it makes no difference if you did bittul or not. The Shulchan Aruch holds you can't get rid of it. Now this guy's got a little bit of a problem. He can't go home that night. If he can't get rid of his chametz, you can't walk into a house for sure, especially someone who's just a bali tshuva for a few hours, he'll probably come and eat it. You can't do it. So what do you do in this case? So the Mishnah Brewer first brings down many poskim hold that if you didn't do bal yireh or bal yimotzeh, you could burn it. Why? Because it's a low taseh, the low taseh uproots the minute of a button of mukzer. And that's really mashman lashon of Rashi. Umiu bevayirel lo yavod the habit lebelibo, and therefore you put it on it. But if you, the whole case according to Rashi is where you did bittul. But if you didn't do bittul, you could get rid of it. The iser of muksa falls off in light of the lo tasa of lo yireh.
But he's allowed to burn, or he's allowed to do shugah.
He can actually do burning if you hold mitoch that havara is allowed. Or if it's the goy, it's the question on the Magen Avraham, the Rebbe Akiva Hagen. But over here, there's no lav. Okay, over here, so the most of the posts can say, but the Mishnah Brewer brings down very interesting after that. The Kosru HaPosim, he says, Af al pi that a lot of Rishonim, including Rashi, holds, and it's only in the case of Bal Yireh, he holds that a lot of the poskim say, no, we're noeg like the Shulchan Aruch. Even if you didn't do bittul and you're going to be over in Issa, Bal Yireh, Bal Yimotzeh, on Pesach, you should hold like it. like the steam is in the Shulchan Aruch. And this is the robe of the poskim that we have. The Magen Avraham, the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Shaar HaKohanim. So what about the Esoviyah? We're going to force this guy to be an Esser. Beautiful lumdas that he brings down. What does he bring it down in the name of? It's in the Shaar HaTzion. He doesn't say what it is. What do you do in this case? He says, you're not going to be over anything. Why? First of all, even though there's an Isra over here, the Chachamim say, Shav Yal Taseh. Don't do anything. And since the Chachamim says it's an Isra Tiltal, you can't do anything, you can't be over mid the Rabbanan, oh, the guy's going to be over an Isra every second. No. Onus Fachmane Patre. You can't do anything with it. Come and tie your hands up, and therefore there's no problem over here, and you know, there's not going to be any Isra. It's not called. You're going to be over. And immediately, Motzi Yom Tov, he should get rid of it. There is, or he could get rid of it. He should not get rid of it. So what do we do with this guy over here? He's kind of stuck over here. So another case brought down that's very similar, which could even be worse. A guy buys three packages of matzah. And the wife came, and he was masada all the matzah on the table. And he happens to look in the garbage at the box of the matzah that he bought, and he notices one of them said, Chometz Gomor. On it. All over his whole table over here, you have a very big problem. Because this is the table he's making his seder on. Okay, now we take the whole thing and throw it out, but can you move it or not? Okay, we have this problem. This case is a little worse. If the guy's about to make his seder, get rid of everything, move it over here. Again, this is going into these machlokets. Can you move it? Can you ask a goy to do it? How do you get rid of it? It's a, over there for sure it won't be bittel. Because normally you have in dry things two in one. It's butter, you could eat it, but on Pesach you don't have bittel. It's something that will again become mutter. It's a David Sheinbo, David Sheishlo Heterim. And these are some of the questions that are coming out. So if one has this problem, again, you know, especially on Bedikah, looking for the Afikomen, the kids look everywhere. You have cases where people find chametz. What do you got to do in that case? At least we know. We already did bittel on it, so you put it on. For other cases, the guy over there, this Baal Tshuva, really has a serious question on his hand, and he should talk it out with the Rav over there, and let them, they'll have to deal with him.
Thank you so much.
We
should invite him to the rest of the
paper. Yeah, that also. Okay. Omer Rava, Im Shal Hegdish, if the chametz that you found in your house is Hegdish, who? Enutzarch. You don't even have to cover it up with a vessel. My taima mavdil bedili mine. People are normally, when they know this hegdish, they keep away from it, even during the whole of the year. The problem with the chametz is that we're so used to eating our own chametz. If we don't cover it with the kli, we might come to eat it. But with the hegdish, we're not. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. Chametz shel nachri. You have goyish chametz in your house. It's his. It's not yours. This is Sivashi. Mavdil bedili minei afilu b'chol afilu b'chol limurhol lifoshim. This we already learned that we keep away from it. Chametz shel nachri hamufkad eitzlo v'lo kibul lo v'achrayas. This is the koy, you don't have achrayas on it. The mutter lishos, we could keep it there, but what should you do? He says also lo machitza aseret tfachim. You should still make a machitza mishum heker in order to know don't go near it. Tim shall hektish, but it's from hektish who ainu tzorach. My time and matzah bedilim minei. Rashi, also lo mechitza biar ba'asar, make it on erev Pesach. Mishum heker, shalo yishkak v'yachlenu. For lo sagilei v'kfiat kli, it's not enough just to cover with the kli. Why? Because, kol shiva shakli nidol tzorach, that someone might take the kli and use it during the 7 days of Pesach. U'miyu ahod le'el lo efshar le'el v'mechitza mishum echad yoma sagi. In the case above, we put it clear, it's low efshalay to mechitza, but it's only there for one night. Therefore, we use the kfir kli. Uvalali yivrena, mochi yom tov, you get rid of it, but in goyish one, you should have just the mechitza of 10. And therefore, if one sells his chametz to a goy, you don't have a chrayas on it, on Pesach, but therefore, one should have a mechitza of a seres tefachim. If you sell your chametz, just make sure it's on the mechitza, and that's all you really need. You don't have, I mean, we lock it up, and we have a key. There's going to be whole sugyos on this later. But goyish or chametz in your house, just a mechitza of 10 is good enough. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. This is a halacha lemaisa for quite a few people. Hamifarish v'hayotzi b'shari kodim shloshim yom. You leave on a caravan or you go out 30 days before Pesach. You leave and you're not coming back home. Ein zokot livarok. You don't have to do, get rid of your chametz. And when you're not there, why not? It's considered that it's locked up. It's like under a gal. It's not accessible. Non-accessible chametz, you don't have to check over here. Even the case over there, if it's a place, you don't bring chametz. It's not accessible. You don't have to get rid of it. Tok shloshim yom. But if it's within 30 days of Pesach, you leave Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Zokot Glifal, you have to do Bedikat Chametz. I'll explain what's the difference between the two. What's the 30-day mark? Omer Abaya. Abaya says, Ha, they are marked Tok shloshim yom is Zokot Glifal. That case, in the midst of 30 days, you have to get rid of it. Lo amo el shitaitu lachsor. If you're planning on coming back, even if you leave Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you don't plan on coming back, you don't have to do Bir Chametz. What are you talking about? If you're planning on coming back on Pesach, even from 6 months ago if you left, if you plan on coming back, you have to do Bir Chametz. And this is the halach in the Shulchan Aruch. When we said before 30 days you don't have to do Bir Chametz, that's if you're planning on not coming back. But if you're planning on coming back, you have to get rid of it. And Rava goes according to his reasoning in another place. If you make your house not in a living place, but into a fact, into a storage place, golden shloshim yom, before 30 days, ain zokik luvar. You don't have to do Bir Chametz. It's considered inaccessible. You're not touching. In those days in Osh, I think they sealed it. It was a sealed house. Tok shloshim yom, zokik luvar. But the golden shloshim nami, and even before 30, lo amo elishin daito lifnoso. That you're not planning on going near it. Emptying it out, moving the produce of Atayitul, if no, so if you look at the Shoshiyom, Nami Zokhik Levar. But if you plan on having access to it and doing something and using it, even before 30 days, you are Chayef to leave Varo. Rashi. Hamafish Mina Yavashaliyam, that's going on a sea trip. Bishari, that's Lamakum Rachok, a faraway trip. Kodim Shloshim Yom the Pesach. The common Mefarsh Kineged Shisholim the Hill because the Pesach Kodim and Pesach Shloshim Yom. The 30 days is because we start asking on Hilchos Pesach 30 days before it. On Purim, we're already starting to get worried. And I tell my wife all the time, do not talk to me about Bedika Chametz before Purim. Right? The Gemara says 30 days before and you start talking about it. Not before it. It's considered it's not in your mind. If we left before Purim, we don't have to do it. So we shouldn't really do cleaning beforehand. But I will not argue with women on these things. Umiyaz, chala lovely azab b'tzarki Pesach. From this point on, it's chala naz the din to be careful with tzarki Pesach. And it's not for me. It's something was there 30 days before, not 30 days before. Taitu lachsor, your taita is lachsor. Rashi says b'meha Pesach. Only if you're planning coming back during Pesach, we could be make the proper diakon Rashi. Therefore, if you're planning to come back erev Pesach, even though you're very Torah, and we're not choshin on it that you won't be able to do Bedikat and Bitul Chametz. Therefore, Rashi holds only when you come back during Pesach, but not Pesach. The Rambam is Cholek, and he holds that if you die to Luxor, even on Erev Pesach, you have to beer before you leave. Because again, we're choshin that you come back from the trip, you're going to be very torn, you're not going to be able to do a proper Bedikat and Bitul. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down both these shitas. And the Mishnah Brewer says that we should be machmir like the Rambam. Meaning if you're planning on coming back even Erev Pesach, you're going to be so torrid that you might not do the job. And therefore one should do it beforehand. But, yesh l'smoch on Rashi, if you didn't do it and you came back Erev Pesach, of course we could be so much on Shitas Rashi that's only talking about Pamei Pesach, but Erev Pesach, go into your Bedika. A few of Rosh Hashanah Nami. Even if he left on Rosh Hashanah, when he comes back during the days of Pesach, overlay, he'll be over on it. And when he wanted to be mevatel, it wasn't his rishus to be mevatel, he was on a plane trip or something. Shari Yitzhar Hanahu. It's Yitzhar Hanah. Te'enu Shalo. It's not his. Sorry, when he comes back right now, he can't do Bittol. There's an Yitzhar Hanah. It's Enu Shalo. He can't be Mavatalit. Since he can't be Mavatalit, he's over Bal Yereba or Bal Yematzah. Ukishuvo overlay. When he sees it now and he realizes it's in his house, he's going to be over. Otzer. Shahak Nisisham Tavua. He puts in there Tavua. Tetakteh Kamets, and underneath it is the Kamets. Ve'amin el Kamets, Kamets shenapa alav amofelet har Yehu kimivor. It's considered like a, it's inaccessible. Toch shloshim zokik livor litchadchila lo zeo biur. Kodim shloshim lo chala chov biur. Before 30 days, it's not chal on him the chov to do biur Kamets alav. When it comes to that moment, now he's not mechoyev. It's like a whole wall fell on. It's inaccessible. Hani shloshim yom back in the Gemara. My avdi daihu. What does this 30 days do? Kedetanya sholim v'dorshim behilchas to Pesach kodem a Pesach. 30 days before Pesach, one should start asking and dorshing behilchas Pesach kodem a Pesach. Shloshim yom. Rabbi Shimon ben Yigamaliel omer shtei shavuot, 2 weeks beforehand. A little machloket over here. The Gemara tomorrow will go into it, but just a little thing. Since it's 30 days, 30 days starts on Purim, and therefore some people during the Purim Seder are no way to open up a Mishnah Berurah or something and read something from Hilchos Pesach.